Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Of course, we have ETs, alleged ETs, higher beings talking to earthlings and saying, gotta get your acts together, folks. The environment, peace, love, and all that good stuff. Like Ringo Starr says, peace and love. And that's fine. But they are totally incapable of helping us do anything about it. They just preach to us.
Yes, that's right. They seem to have their own agenda. I've based most of my research on the Greys, and my understanding is that we are dealing with an entity or a force that lies to people. It's interesting how the abduction phenomena occurs on a level, as I stated back in 1996, reminiscent to that of a near-death experience, you know, where the essence, the real essence of the individual is removed in a near-death experience. They travel down a tunnel. They meet their dead loved ones. They communicate via telepathy. There is a sense of timelessness. And when they returned, if their physical body is diseased, in a lot of cases, there is a correction in the biological sense of them not having any more disease. Now, within an abduction, the Greys seem to bring the essence or the real essence of you into their field of energy, their reality. And it could be possible that most of these memories are secreted deep within the subconscious mind, because where the individual is removed from the physical housing, their body, into the realm of the Greys, that there is no more conscious recording, as we have here, because they're taken to a timeless state. But it's interesting how an entity experience that can remember all of the events and an abductee, as it were, cannot. So I think that we're dealing with a force, an energy, which is not what we've been led to believe within the media cartel in terms of spacemen coming from another planet. I think this is half the problem. I think the system that we serve has deliberately denied any evidence of ufology or alien contact, but then again promoted it in a ridiculous guise like, oh, they're coming from another planet, all this type of thing. I think the phenomena is far more complex and nefarious in nature, and agreed with you there, Gene, most definitely. It has not helped us evolve, or has it, in some respects, leaving little trinkets for us to find and develop so that we would end up becoming some type of AI technology? And quite frighteningly, we can see that human empathy is being removed. The very essence of what makes us as human beings is being removed. And as we look at the Greys themselves, I'll take them as a typical example because they're most famous within UFO literature. They themselves appear to have no empathy, no understanding of emotion, no understanding of love or taste of smell of aging. It's almost as if they themselves, through perhaps the art of replication, of cloning, have lost them the very essence of what they are, what they were, what they once represented, unlike us humans, which go through a reproductive cycle of incarnation, reincarnation, that type of thing, if you want to get involved in that. You know, we've pigeoned ourselves too much with regards to brackets like it's physical, it's this, it's that, when there could be a combination of things that we are still denying in terms of human consciousness and what we represent as humans on a much deeper level. Because if you look at Genesis, it's like a Sunday school version that doesn't make any sense. So I think that, you know, in terms of that, in light of that, the system we serve has lied to us and continues to lie to us and keeps feeding us this rubbish that oh, it's this or it's that, or we're not going to talk about this. I do herald a lot of great researchers within the world trying to put the pieces together, and not those just out to make a lot of money for themselves and walk the red carpet of fame and fortune, but those serious, dedicated individuals that are trying to find out just what we're dealing with. So I do believe that the phenomena is real. We don't understand it, but at least we have some kind of theoretical models to work around in trying to ascertain what we are up against. Again, I agree with you, Gene and Tim. It doesn't seem to have our best interests at heart, the love and light nature of contact. I mean, you know, where does that end? You know, they haven't helped us dealing with energy crisis. with the environmental conditions of the planet. All these truths and things that we're told from people, none of them have come to light. So who's fooling who and who is playing whom? That is the question, isn't it?
Whitley Strieber, in his more recent books, has taken to suggesting that these entities have an existence that is beyond our knowledge of time and space, that they live in a, you know, timeless environment, and that what they're trying to achieve is to somehow join with us on the physical plane so that they can also enjoy the benefits of a, how do I put it, living in an environment that has time. You know, so that they can enjoy that mystery of what's going to happen tomorrow, because right now they know what's going to happen tomorrow. They know what's going to happen from the very beginning, because you know time is it is open to us.
Yes,
and I find that just a really an interesting hypothesis.
Yes, I mean, you know, we all have our hypotheses as researchers. Mine led definitely to the area of near-death experience, of the soul, of consciousness, and the problems with replication on a spiritual level. Whitley Strieber may very well be right. We've got to understand that these beings may be coming from another ultraverse, or, you know, somewhere very different from us, and that they have found a species that can reproduce. If they themselves cannot reproduce, this is the question that begs the question, why are the Greys interested in human reproduction? That was one of the questions I wanted to highlight. Why, if it is true, which I believe to a degree, the hybridization program, why would a species that cannot reproduce be interested in reproduction and create a new genus? My argument is, it's possible that we as a human species are near the end of our line, that we are, you know, in the throes of self-destruction. And it could be possible that the Greys, my idea, are creating a new genus that is able to exist beyond this level, beyond this universe, to salvage what it can. It's a possibility of what could be created somewhere else. It is only hypothetical in nature, you know, and we have to use theoretical models to think, although it doesn't say that, you know, this is the way it is. But, you know, why is it that the modus operandi of the Greys is so secret? And it's also monstrous within its extreme. And you'll find that a lot of people who've had experiences with UFOs, you know, that they once considered negative, over time see it as a kind of positive outlook. I had an experience many years ago that I'm not going to go into. I think I've addressed it before in 1989. And my experience was very negative in nature. And one researcher in America told me that the only reason I had a negative experience was because I was a negative person. No, I'm not a negative person. I'm very grounded, very black and white. And, you know, I don't deal with fairy or folklore. I just want to get to the bottom of the truth. And this guy had it all worked out. You know, unfortunately, within ufology, you have those people who point the finger and, you know, have everything worked out. I have always admired Whitley Strieber's work. And with his theories, I think they're just as well. And you'll find that Strieber himself had, through, obviously, very sadly, through his own personal conditions in life, turned also into the spiritual arena, which is very interesting, because I think that when we lose those people we love, it opens another area within our consciousness, which wants us to explore, you know, alternative dimensions of reality. And this is when I go back to suggest most definitely that we've been so rigid within our approach to ufology, you know, putting them in boxes and labeling them, when there could be a much wider spectrum of connection between one to the other. Another example, I know I'm going off the market, but I need to say it. You go into the national forests, and you hear these reports of Sasquatch, of Dogman, and all these other creatures that are seen, nefarious-type creatures. They all have glowing eyes. Now, that is impossible. And people say, oh, it's because they have been genetically engineered by own governments. Well, what's the reason for them genetically engineering these beings? And some people will say it's to protect certain sites within these national forests or underground centers. No, it means the phenomena itself appears through our eyes to be supernatural. There is no way that a living being can have glowing red eyes, not on the earthly sense, that is.
Well, think of it this way. They have glowing eyes if they are gobbled in Stargate SG-1. More to come with Gene and Tim and Philip if you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Remember that in the Stargate SG-1 TV series,
yes.
The movie, the gold are parasites that possess humans. And when they're
speaking with a strange filter on their voice, like Darth Vader, "I am your father,"
when they're doing that, their eyes are glowing.
Yes, and that we also have to take into account what we call the supernatural angle. There's a lot of people in the religious sectors who understand that what we're dealing with are demonic in nature. And there is every possibility to assume, if we can take and stretch our minds a little bit outside the box of what we've been discussing, that such beings in the etheric level of reality have somehow bridged the gap between their level to our level and are trying to kind of like incarnate or bring themselves into this world. I mean, it's highly speculative in nature, and one of the things you'll find in ufology is that most people are dead, and sorry, I have to use the word dead, against any suggestion that we're dealing with demons. But again, demonology, possession, all these types of things are evident. So this just confuses the matter even more, muddies the waters in terms of what we're dealing with.
Yeah, we have, of course, this alleged group within the government of the U.S. called the Collins Elite.
Oh, yes.
Talking about demonic UFOs. My wife's late uncle, Lewis Kaplan, a Jew for Jesus, I guess we'll call him, an evangelist. And their theory, his group, his sect, was that the UFOs were run by a demonic force. And if you cited the Lord's Prayer, at least one of them, you'd make them go away.
Yes, I've heard that as well. Yeah, definitely. And certainly in cases of demonic possession, the same thing has occurred. So, you know, what angle do we take? I think that the subject matter itself has been promoted, boxed, and sold as like aliens from another planet, us from the future, aliens from the future, or, you know, UFOs coming from within the Earth, or that perhaps it's demons coming through to us as well, or that, you know, it could be some form of intelligence that's operating outside our reality. There's even a suggestion that, you know, we're kind of like, you know, rats in a laboratory, and that these aliens are in control of us. We hear this so often, even to the point where some people have stated that there's an antennae on the moon that's sending all this information through to us. It's great to have these ideas, and it's great to knock them about, but my understanding truly, deeply, is that this phenomena is so highly complex in nature, and I mean highly complex, and it's very clever, but continuously eludes our sense of reality. And I think this phenomena, whatever it represents, is doing this deliberately. I've met those people who are love and light, and, you know, one lady I remembered seeing on TV was saying that she was taken on a spaceship with the Greys, and she was dancing and having a great time on the moon, all minus the helmet. And, of course, you know, mainstream media will promote this because the powers that be want to mock and ridicule the subject. I think myself personally that there is a very darker reason behind this. I'm not saying it's all dark. I think that there possibly could be some beings who are out there somewhere, but it's just so crazy to think that all these decades later, with all these brilliant minds, that we're still fighting and scrapping over theories and trying to work out just what it is that we're dealing with. And again, we have little or no evidence to substantiate that claims. I think a lot of ufologists look up to the military in the hope that they will reveal all and say, yes, we have their crafts, here they are, come and have a look at the dead bodies that we have in storage, you can examine it for yourself. You can bet your bottom dollar, I'm sure you both are the same, if you're invited to go and see a real UFO, you'd be there. You want to look at it, you want to feel it, you want to examine it, you want to see it. But continuously, the phenomena is like the fairy tales of old. It continuously eludes us. 1 minute it's here, then the next minute it's gone. You know, so we have nothing, no equipment, really, other than radar and photography, to measure the phenomena, this singularity. We have nothing. And a lot of it seems to stem, as I said before, within human consciousness. I think that this force is able to interact with us on that level, rather like the signals to your mobile phone that's unique to you to a degree. Maybe this force is able to connect into your signals and come into your reality, into your memories, and it could be quite possible that they were able to alter memories as they go into your data bank system, as it were. So I think this is why we're having problems trying to sort out, you know, what we're actually dealing with in terms of its reality. It is real, but as I said before, it continuously eludes our sense of awareness over and over again.
I think a lot of people would be really disappointed to find out that the military and the government probably doesn't know that much more about the UFO phenomenon than the rest of us.
I think you're absolutely right there, because they must know a little more than what we do, and I think that they're at pains to tell the public, look, we understand the phenomena is real, but hey, folks, I'm sorry to shatter that wonderful bubble that you have. It's not quite the way that we've sold it to you in terms of the media. It operates on a very different level of reality and something we or they even can't control. So I think this is going to be a major problem. And this is probably why the system that we serve is sidetracking to reveal information, because they won't know how to tell the public. Everyone's crying out for disclosure and everyone's wanting disclosure. But I don't think that disclosure will come quite the way that people will expect. At least that's my understanding of it.
You know, one of the things that bothers me about the government top secret information about UFOs is we disbelieve the government on many things, depending on your political beliefs. You believe them on COVID, you disbelieve them on COVID. Whatever they tell you, there's going to be a lot of people who will say that's nonsense. Other people will believe it. Some will kind of be in the middle like I am. With some things I would go along with, some things I wouldn't. So why would you believe anything they tell you about UFOs? You don't believe them for anything else. Why believe them about UFOs? Especially if you maintain they've been lying to you all these years.
Exactly. There's no transparency. And the system has created a model that's quite perfect, actually quite brilliant, where it muddies the waters. It needs conspiracy to survive, and it yearns for the conspiracies. You both know conspiracy is merely a psychological weapon to turn the finger of doubt upon the inquiring mind. So with any case that comes forward, they want people to come in and have different opinions. They want people to argue because it covers their tracks. You know, I don't believe for one moment that what the system we serve is starting to reveal. Well, it hasn't really revealed anything, has it? In fact, you know, what was it, 9 pages that we had? Really? Goodness me, I couldn't believe it. You know, you're not telling me that the military and the secret industrial complex that knows a little bit more than what we do, perhaps, hasn't examined and explored the subject matter at hand. Of course it has. And I think it still eludes them. I think this is why they don't have any answers. And this laughable thing about bringing these scientists forward to examine it. Come on. I mean, even the scientists at Skinwalker Ranch there, some brilliant minds, still don't understand what we're up against. It's a foregone conclusion.
You know, we did feature Dr. Kelleher, one of the scientists from Skinwalker Ranch, and he was a fascinating guest, and he made a big deal here of one aspect that they don't talk about, although it's in the appropriations bill for the U.S. government, and that is human effects.
Oh,
you
yes.
See something strange and comes to your house with you uninvited. More to come with the invited Philip, the invited Tim, and Gene, who knows? You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update.
The number of loaded guns that the TSA say people brought to airports nationwide this year has been record-setting.
More than 6,300 firearms have made it as far as security checkpoints so far in 2022. Officials expect that number to reach 6,600 by the end of the year. Firearms are not allowed in carry-on bags or onboard aircraft. Getting caught with a gun at the airport or on a plane can cost you nearly $15,000 as the fine for firearms violations has been increased. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Virginia Democrats hoping to defeat portions of Governor Glenn Youngkin's budget plan that would include some controversial abortion limits. An official in Germany where a 46-foot aquarium burst, speculating the rupture there, the result of material fatigue. Aaron Judge's record-setting home run has a buyer bidding closing yesterday, pulling in about $1.5 million. Corey Myers, U.S.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
On our premium show after the Paracast, which we expect to have you on, we might go more into what the governments are doing. Right now, let's just get back to the various aspects of UFOs. But let me just raise that. So we have, of course, John Burroughs suffering possible ill effects, heart issues. He has to fight the government to get them to pay for his medical care, the VA. We have Cash Landrum incident. We also have situations where people see UFOs. They go home and all hell breaks loose. What's your take on all that?
Well, it appears there are two ways that we can look at this. Is it possible that the singularity, when it affects or comes into our realm, our reality, creates some kind of distortion within time and space, like a rip in the fabric of time and space? And like, you know, the oceans, when we send a ship across the ocean through calm water, it creates waves. I've thought about this quite a lot, the hitchhiker effect. People are affected, I mean, you know, not only physically, but also mentally. With regards to any encounters with a lot of UFO experiences, especially where aliens are concerned. But I wonder whether or not this force, it opens some kind of portal, and what people are experiencing is some kind of residue that connects to the individual. I have thought about that quite a lot, and I think it's very interesting. And there are true cases of this occurring with people around the world. They call the hitchhiker effect. Most notably, What I also found, I wish many other people have found, is that when you've had some kind of experience, it seems to kind of like open up a part of the mind psychically, so that people become more in tune with themselves, with the world, with people. You know, not so much as love and light, but they seem to be able to communicate with the deceased. A whole manner of things begins to occur here. And this is very interesting in the extreme, but certainly with cases, negative cases, where UFOs have been seen, that you get poltergeist activity occurring, you know, discarnate voices being heard, orbs being seen. And it's a light phenomenon. It's very interesting because if you look at, you know, mediums, they see lights, small lights in different colors. And what's interesting is the UFO phenomena does present itself in most cases of these different colored lights, but much larger and more overpowering in nature. So I do believe that perhaps we are dealing with a different aspect of something which is interdimensional in terms of that. But I have heard quite a lot about this hitchhiker effect and, of course, the dangers that occur to an individual. It was Robert Bigelow, wasn't it, that originally owned Skinwalker. And, of course, he appears to be a frightened man because he doesn't want anything to do with it, really, does he?
Well, the other, you mentioned poltergeist there. I mean, it's a well-known phenomena with poltergeist types of hauntings that it will appear in other people's houses, especially if they've had any kind of contact. I mean, there's even been cases where somebody has written a letter from a poltergeist-infected house and sent it, only to find that the recipient of that letter then starts to experience the same kind of phenomena.
Yes, and I also will state to you both that I have actually investigated a real-life poltergeist here in England, and let me tell you, that phenomena is real. It actually exists. What it was, we couldn't tell you. You know, people say, you know, it's a discarnate spirit or it's an angry spirit. We have no idea. We couldn't work out what it was, or, you know, there was no form of communication. But it's interesting that I think this phenomena seems to mold itself into our reality, and perhaps it can mold itself in varied forms. But there again, a poltergeist is destructive. There is no meaning behind, you know, it's causing damage and destruction or creating sometimes illnesses. The same with the abduction phenomena with aliens. I mean, they don't leave any really clear messages. They just want what they want, take it, and they leave you more confused than what you had been before. So I do believe that it's possible that this phenomena may open up a portal. It may distort other areas or other dimensions around its sphere as it comes into our reality, and this creates some kind of residue that is left, you know, sometimes temporarily, and I don't think it lasts for very long in most cases. So, yeah, that is very interesting, definitely. And you hear a lot of these portals opening that was mentioned in Skinwalker Ranch, where beings with step out of these portals from nowhere. There were portals being seen where people could see another world through these portals, very different from the one that we exist in. So there is a plethora of absolutely crazy and incredibly strange phenomena that occurs. But what's interesting is the UFOs seem to be at the heart of this. You know, they're seen coming around, or, you know, being around the close vicinity of the proximity of the area. And also, we can't go into because it's too deep, but also cattle mutilations as well. Now, that's another area which is extremely strange, to say the least, and quite worrying, because the system we serve has also seemed to counteracted any claims of human mutilation, which have been recorded. But again, a lot of researchers that try to go into that seem to be silenced, or that they come out with another ridiculous example of how this body was found and what occurred, you know, this type of thing. So I think that, you know, this whole structure of the UFO phenomena is so complex within its symmetry. I think that I will just stand by my thoughts of the models that I create, the same with any other researcher. And I think it's good that other people are reaching out to others to try and compare notes. But, you know, not everyone agrees on the same thing. That's the worrying part to it all.
It is interesting that the UFO phenomenon does tend to mold itself into whatever the belief system of the person that is being targeted.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I will tell you, going back very quickly, that Nigel Ross, a friend of mine who's connected with NUFORS, the National UFO Reporting Service, which he created here in England, we wrote to Parliament and said to them here in England, to a prominent member within the board, that, you know, could we meet, could we talk about UFOs, let's put everything on the table, let's work together as a team. We got nothing back. Silence. And this is the levels of high strangeness we continuously find. The phenomena also does seem to integrate through your own belief system. And, you know, some people say the greys have been seen and integrated now into the minds of millions of people. Well, perhaps the force behind it is using that as a way of getting through to individuals. No more than, say, back in the days when it was the Fae or the goblins or, you know, whatever. UFOs changed through the epochs from, you know, dirigibles to ghost rockets to flying saucers to triangles. It seems to me that the phenomena is always one step ahead of us. And I think that's very interesting. You know, is this a projection of ourselves trying to push ourselves forward, and through some kind of conscious restriction that the system has imposed upon us, is now fighting, is trying to get out of this condensed version of life where we're told that we live and we die, that, you know, that the universe started with a big bang and that's it. It doesn't make any sense. And I think that in the end of the day, it's only through science, perhaps, that we'll be able to truly find a few more answers to those questions that we seek.
I've always said that when the time comes that we actually make it to another world that has intelligent life, that we'll say to them, you know, why have you been flying around in our skies, you know, with UFOs all these years and never communicated with us? And their answer will be, us, we thought it was you flying around in our skies.
Yeah, I think this is only part of the journey, though. Myself, personally, I think that we're not going to get all the answers here while we're here in this limited time that we each have. I think this is a walkthrough. I think there is a greater reality beyond this one, and I think perhaps, I'm not saying that when we pass over that everything will be revealed to us, but I certainly think that we're only seeing part of that, and it's coming in and out. And I think that, you know, perhaps through our progression as souls, through our development as souls, through our evolution going forward, that perhaps more and more will be explained to us in terms of what it means to be human and why we are here.
Philip will beam up to join us on the After the Paracast podcast also. That's part of the Paracast Plus streaming service at theparacast.plus. We'll find out what's here in a moment with Gene and Tim. And Philip, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
More excitement with Philip and Jean and Tim. And by the way, Philip will stay with us, hang with us for a little bit more time for the After the Paracast podcast. You know, an interesting thing occurs to me when we talk about all the strange phenomena, and that is, is it ever going to be solved, or will we be talking about this till the end of time?
I think at this present moment in our time that nothing will be revealed. I personally feel that, you know, the phenomena has been with us for decades, and we are still scratching our heads. But one of the interesting parts to this is that the phenomena seems to be increasing and also becoming more advanced within its development. So, you know, I don't think that at the moment we'll have any true answers. And as I said before, I'm so grateful, like many others, for those real good researchers trying to find the truth. But that truth is almost like chasing fairy lights. We're never going to reach it at this point. And as I stated, I think it's got a lot more to do with consciousness. And Tim also suggested here that, do you think, you know, the phenomena integrates on us on a very personal level? Yes, I do. I believe it shapes itself into our reality and how we ourselves translate that reality. From one person having negative experiences, there could be another one having love and light, but we have to kind of like find the distinction between fact and fantasy. This is where the problem lies, and I think this is why we have such a difficulty in understanding what's going on, because there's so much contradicting information to the data we're trying to accrue with regards to exploring the UFO phenomena as a whole.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to really take for people. We're going to have have that great leap in understanding of consciousness and our place in reality in the universe. Right now, we're so entrenched into the material. I mean, scientists are still. It's the material world and there's nothing else. There obviously is a lot more to that, but until we get past that point, I don't think we're ever going to be able to understand the UFO phenomena or psychic phenomena or anything else.
Yes, I think the old model is crumbling. I think as a species, we are, you know, going round in circles once again. And if we're not careful, we will see to the end of our species once again. It's the same old story, the suppression of human consciousness, the control, the mental subjugation. I think that if people, most notably our systems, have been open and very honest to begin with, we may be in a far different place from where we are at present. It's the same with religion, with religious ideologies, the suppression of human consciousness, restriction of how we think and feel as sentient beings. I think this is the problem, and I think now we've come into a cul-de-sac that we can't get out of. And certainly the way that the media apply the fact that little planet Earth is the only planet in the whole of the entire universe, and we don't even know what the universe is. We're still trying to explore that. Ideas change continuously with regards to the model of how they once thought things worked, like a clock. But we're finding that it doesn't work that way. And we go into the realm of quantum mechanics, quantum theory. We're discovering that there seems to be more involved in that, in the smaller aspects of what is, than the larger aspects of what's around us. So, you know, I think that we're going to go around in a circle continuously until the establishments change the way we think and feel about ourselves, most notably, before we start considering, you know, out there in the universe.
What's been the reaction to this new updated version of Star Crash?
The Sky Crash? Well, it's been mixed. It's been very mixed. And this is the thing, as I said before, when you start to step into an area that you don't feel very comfortable with, that's what I felt anyway. You know, you can't be any better than anyone else, and your experience can't match someone else's. So it's been quite tough. But we are hopeful that people will be able to understand that there is more linked with the phenomena at Rendlesham Forest beyond 1980 events that occurred with the American military there, the events of ufology and paranormal activity before and afterwards. So that was what we wanted to present within that book. Quite definitely. And you'll find also in that book that there was a so-called extraterrestrial that infiltrated a lot of key members within the UFO community. And even Lord Admiral Hill Norton, who sadly is no longer with us, departed a long time ago, was involved with this. So, you know, have a look at the book and see what you think and make up your own mind.
The original book, there was problems with the publication that nobody, at least Brenda and the original writers, could figure out just exactly what was going on.
Well, apparently 1,000 copies of the book, Sky Crash, A Cosmic Conspiracy, that was released in 1984, was hidden. They couldn't find out where they were. And, of course, you know, the book didn't find its way into bookshops and that type of thing. Of course, that was back in the day where you had the classic old-fashioned publishing where the books had to go into bookshops otherwise, or catalogs, otherwise it wouldn't be sold. But also, I think it did the book a lot of good when it appeared in paperback not long after. So I know that Jenny Randalls, the British ufologist, fought for that. She worked very hard to get that book out there, but I think she was very frustrated with a lot of the witness testimony and also of the frustration of trying to get the book out there. You know, they had problems. It's like history repeating itself with this book. The same thing seems to occur, you know. It's like, oh, my Lord, where, you know, you just try and help some people out in getting the book out there, and it feels like you've done a bad deed, but, you know, it's there anyway for people to read. And Philip Mantle has been very instrumental, as with any cases that he's involved with, and any author or researcher in getting their work out there, which is very rewarding. I mean, as I said, we don't make a lot of money from it, but it's the joy and also the research and the truth of trying to find out what we are dealing with, what we're up against. And you'll find in that book, Sky Crash, throughout time, you know, even stranger events that have occurred, unbelievable. But, you know, researching it and also interviewing the witnesses, especially to the so-called extraterrestrial, I can tell you, those people were not lying to me. Not at all.
Yeah, Jenny Randalls even went afterwards and had her, wrote her own book, was Out of the Blue.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah,
published by Tim Beckley's Inner Light Publications.
Yes, that's right. But you'll find that Jenny Rendell's opinions have changed, you know, like so many other researchers, and the same with Roswell. To begin with, in the heat of the moment, everyone's on top of it. And then afterwards, a lot of people sadly disband because they're disillusioned by not being able to get to the truth, as it were. But I can assure you that error is real. You know, there's a lot of paranormal activity that did occur there when we were there. I think perhaps it's still occurring. Brenda Butler has not been very well, so she's not been able to venture into the forest because she used to take a lot of people around there. And I can assure you, on one occasion in broad daylight with no trees around, she spoke about these stones, red-hot stones disappearing from the sky. And that's exactly what happened. We were walking with a group of people. She was ahead. And these stones started to fall from the sky, rather like paranormal activity or poltergeist activity. And she said to me, go and pick it up. You'll find it's hot. And it was red hot. Strange, eh?
Okay. Philip Kinsella, tell our listeners in detail where they can find more of your stuff.
Yeah. Well, you can find me on the Facebook or on the website, www.thekinsellatwins.com. And you can find the book Skycrash, the new book, the reprinted book, a new version, new pictures on Amazon as paperback, hardback, Kindle, and audio. And that's published under Philip Mantle's Flying Disc Press.
Works for me. What do you have coming up next?
I have a new book that I've just finished. I'm not going to give the title out. It's a new UFO book, and that will be appearing next year. I've completed that project. It's about the greys and also about cryptozoology, a little bit about that, and formulating some new models or, you know, theories centered around them. And I'm halfway through a new UFO book that's hopefully going to be taken by another publisher.
You can find us on Twitter, as long as Twitter exists. If you go for the Paracast, check the Paracast on Facebook. Check out the Paracast shop at theparacast.shop, where we have branded merchandise for listeners of the show. We also offer a streaming service, the Paracast Plus, at theparacast.plus for sign-up info. We give you the show free of the network ads and the After the Paracast podcast, where we will be hearing more from Philip Kinsella. How about them apples, okay? And by the way, we have a special deal. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions to Paracast.plus, the Paracast.plus. Philip Kinsella, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much, Gene and Tim. I'm really very grateful to both of you for having me on your wonderful show.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's ROCKOIDS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.